Go ahead, my pet. Use your feet to push against my ass, pushing my cock into your open pussy. There we go. Doesn't that feel nice? Oh, then you have to release so I can back up. Go ahead, my pet. Pull your legs in again. This will be a little workout for you. And if I resist, you have to strain and push harder. Kind of tricky like that, isn't it? Don't you wish you could use your arms? Don't you wish you could just pull me hard all the way into you? You want me to pound your pussy right now, don't you, my pet? You can answer. Say the words. Would you give anything for me to fuck you hard right now? And that's all you can think about right now, isn't it? There's nothing you wouldn't do for me to fuck your pussy hard right now. Make you come all over your master's cock. Well, let's test that, my pet. I'm going to untie your hands now. And there you go. And they're completely free. Go ahead and shake your arms a little bit. I want them to have all their strength. Because, my pet, here's your chance. Your chance to control how hard I fuck you. Take the crop. And yes, you can hold it. There you go. Now, every time you strike yourself with the crop, I will thrust forward into your pussy. I want you to use it on your exposed nipples, which I've avoided till now. I can't have you aiming for your pussy and touching me now, can I? Oh, one more thing, my pet. Put the crop in your mouth. Lick the end, that leather tip. I want it to be wet for a little extra sting. So now, my pet, you get to be in control. I want you to say, fuck me, each time you strike one of your nipples with the crop. And when you do, I will thrust forward into you. And don't try to make it soft. That won't count. If you just tap it, not only will I not thrust forward, but I will take the crop and give you another hit across your red, swollen clit. Are you ready, my pet?
You look down at me, just waiting. Waiting for me to make the first blow. Have a slight smile on your face. I know you're enjoying this. Oh, shit. I don't know how I'm meant to do this. My body is wanting so much not to have any pain thrust upon it. My skin is tender. It's always been tender. I aim the end of the crop on my nipple. My left nipple. And you watch it, just waiting for me to do the deed. I look up at you. And then I look back down. I so want to feel you inside of me. I so want to feel your cock inside of me. 3, 2, 1. I'm immediately... taken over by the sensation of pain before then. Your cock filling me. Oh, God. But you draw out of me again. I know I've got to do it again, and you just look down at me expectantly. I aim the crop at my other nipple. I look at it, and you look down at me and you say, "No, pet, look at me as you do it." I have to look into your eyes. Those deep eyes know so much. They know my very soul. They can see my inner slut. My side that I don't show anyone else. Three, two, one. Immediately replaced by your cock and the feeling of pleasure in my pussy. Oh God, I just want you to fuck me and pound me so hard. I'm just needing you to fuck me like the whore I am. And not stop until you're finished with me. Not to go so fast. So hard. That wasn't enough. Not at all. It just heightened my frustration just having those two sliding in and out that just didn't do anything. It just made my pussy feel even more empty when you drew out. I need it more often. And so I endeavor to hit my nipple, which is stinging and red already, and so hard, so hard. I endeavour to hit my nipple 5 times consecutively. Straight, one straight after the other. 3, 2, 1. Five times. And you go in and out 5 times more. Fuck. Thank you, must. In. Oh, filling me out. In. Filling me out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. And then I'm empty again. I'm empty again. I aim the crop at my other nipple, which is equally as red and swollen. It's like a hard nub, like an eraser. Five times on this one. It's gotta be 5 times. 3, 2, 1. I look up at you, and I can see your expression is one of enjoyment. You're enjoying me like this, the sight of me. Right, I can do this. 5 more on my left nipple. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god. Fuck. God. And you go in 5 times. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God, that feels so good. I lock my ankles around your bum, and I pull you towards me.
Very nice, my pet. I knew you could do it. Look at how red and swollen your nipples are now. God, your pussy is on fire, clenching my cock. You're so close now, aren't you? All the way inside you. Barely moving my hips. Giving you that fullness that you need. So close to coming, my pet. You're on the home stretch. The home stretch, which comes from horse racing. That final stretch that determines the winner of the race. When the jockey drives the horse to its limits, that's gonna be you now, my pet. Stand for me, please. How that moan of disappointment as I slide out of your pussy. Don't worry, my pet. My cock will be back inside you before you know it. Let me unhook your ankles. Now turn around. Bend over the desk lengthwise. Reattaching each ankle to the leg of the desk. That's it. Lean forward. That's very nice. Open. Dripping. So inviting. Would you like me to slide into you now, my pet? I don't think so. No, when I said home stretch and told you about the jockey, well, that's what we're going to do. Put your arms around the desk, each side. I have to go underneath the desk for this. Taking a rope through the wrist cuffs, pulling it as tight as I can. So you're hugging the desk now, completely immobilized. There we go. That's very nice. Now down the home stretch. The jockey has one hand on the reins. And I think that your hair will do quite nicely. Let me just twist it around a bit. Get a nice tight grip with my left hand. And the hand that's not on the reins, of course, is on the whip. There's strategy involved. You can't go to the whip too early. The horse won't make it to the finish. The perfect timing. Whipping the horse. Getting every last ounce of effort and energy. The animal panting, sweating, driving towards the finish line. That's going to be you now, my pet. I'm your jockey. My cock will be firmly in your pussy. My left hand on those reins of hair. Jerking your head back. But your body can't lift up because of how you're locked in place. I love how you look when your head's pulled back like that. Your mouth forced open. The stiff collar uncomfortable. And as I drive you towards the finish, the whip. It looks like your wonderfully long right leg will be bearing the brunt of it. But I'm a very skilled jockey, my pet. I'm going to drive you home to the finish. Fucking you deep and hard, each thrust accompanied by the crop to the leg, pulling on your hair, driving you, forcing you to the finish line where I expect you to erupt and then collapse, my totally spent pet.
I can feel, can feel your hands entwining in my hair. Pulling my neck back uncomfortably. Exposing the skin underneath my chin. When the collar meets my neck. Oh, God. I'm so wet, and I can feel myself ready for the home stretch, for the home run. And I know that I will have to ask you permission, but I don't know how I'm going to hold it in if you fuck me hard, Master. Because when you want to be, you can be so fast and hard that it's almost impossible not to come. Oh my God. The whip is stationary in your hand, and you run it up my thigh. Oh, my right thigh. Oh God. I know what the sting is like. I know how it feels to have the whip on my skin. Painting me. Painful. Oh my God. I'm like an animal, panting. Not just any animal, though. I'm your animal. Your pet. You run the whip up to my arse. You tug on my hair again, and I hear you say, "Tell me what is mine, pet." Oh, God. It just makes me even more wet thinking about it, knowing that every part of me is yours. I know I should list them. Tell you exactly who I belong to. My legs are yours, Master. The length of them, their skin, the soles of my feet are yours, Master, and my toes, which are yours to torment, yours to tickle, yours to use, however you feel. My waist is yours, Master, and my hips. They're there for your pleasure. My neck is yours. Yours to clip a collar around. Yours to kiss. Yours to sink your teeth into. To suck on. My arms are yours, Master. They're yours to bind. Yours to bind behind my back, in front of me, wherever you feel is right. They're yours to use for your pleasure, to use for your cock, to pleasure your cock. Oh God, and these breasts are yours, Master. These tits with their hard nipples are yours to harden, to torment, to suck on, to taste. Oh my God. My arse is yours, master.
Mm.
The skin of my cheeks to paint, to sting. My arsehole is yours for your pleasure to take with your cock. So tight, so, so tight for your pleasure. And last but not least, master, my pussy is yours, yours to taste, yours to touch, yours to spank, yours to whip, yours to use the riding crop on, and yours to fuck. Master, please take me through the home stretch. Please. Please. Please let me be your panting horse, sweating, completely drained, taken to my limits, taken to my very edge, edge of reason, where my mind can't think straight. You pull my hair back and you say, here we go, pet. The home stretch, the beginning of the home stretch. And you start to penetrate me whilst... fuck! Whilst whipping... smacking my right leg. Please, must. Oh my God. Oh my God, please, must.